emerging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gracie and Gracie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, firefighters in Queensland are preparing for a long and strenuous fire season, with the Bureau of Meteorology advising the coming summer will be dry and hot. Authorities warning people of rigorous plans in place in the event of fires reaching their property. Communities of fire-affected towns have had informative meetings this month to ask any questions about previous and future seasons to ensure they are properly prepared.
A number of camp zones on Kagari have been closed till further notice after a number of dingo interactions have been recorded. The announcement comes just days after two women were attacked and one was bitten. Wildlife rangers have also expressed concern over a video that has surfaced of a man offering a water bottle to a dingo at a local campsite. After the recent incidents on Kagari, it is disappointing to anyone would choose to deliberately interact with a Wangari, a dingo. Senior Ranger Linda Burdenoff said, "All dingo interactions should be reported to the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Services, with the on-the-spot fines for anyone caught feeding or disturbing dingoes."
In national news, former Liberal Party adviser Bruce Leaman says he will seek financial compensation after the rape charge against him was dropped last year. In an interview with Seven Network, Mr. Leaman claims he may never work again and took aim at the ACT's chief prosecutor, Shane Drumgold, saying, quote, "He stuffed my life." Mr. Leaman will seek millions in his claim to account for his apparent economic loss due to the accusations against him. Mr. Leaman maintains he is innocent. There have been no findings in a court of law against him. If you or anyone you know requires support, please don't hesitate to call the National Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence hotline at 1-800-RESPECT.
In the remote Northern Territory town Tennant Creek, there was a construction set to complete on a youth centre at the end of 2020. The centre is awaiting the final fit-outs and has yet to open its doors. The remote territory town is troubled by crime and poverty. Young residents have said there is nothing to do but walk around, and the streets have been described as warlike at night. Hayden Hazaki, a young resident in the community, has said the youth centre would make a big difference in his life and in his friends. The Tennant Creek Youth Centre is now due to open in the third quarter of 2023 and will hopefully provide a place for young community members to attend a wide range of programs.
In international news, Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been arrested by police after a court sentencing him for 3 years for illegally selling state gifts. Mr. Khan was found guilty during his time as Prime Minister between 2018 to 2022. The politician was originally accused of misusing his premiership to buy and sell gifts in state possession, which were received during visits abroad and were valued over 950,000 AUD. Although Mr. Khan proceeds to deny any wrongdoing, legal experts say the guilty verdict might just end Khan's chances of participating in national elections in early November.
For your weather today, Brisbane is nice and sunny. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it. Just warning you if you need to turn it down.